didn't think I'd be this nervous. You're wide awake with Cadillac Jack and Maria D'Antonio. You may have noticed over the past couple of days that Cadillac hasn't been here. And I don't even know where to start. I don't even know how to divulge this information. So on Tuesday, when my son, I found out during the show that my son had a tick, my mom called me and was like, you need to come home right now. We have to take care of this right now. So I ran out of here like a bat out of hell. I was gone for an hour of the show. And in that time, when Cadillac saw me and was like, oh, she is dealing with this health issue with her son immediately, maybe I should do the same thing. Now, Cadillac, a couple of weeks ago, had been complaining that he wasn't feeling well. He thought maybe it was COVID. It wasn't. There was neurovirus going around in the office. He thought maybe it was that. It wasn't. And he was just, you know, experiencing some nausea, some other things. And then when he came back from Nashville on Sunday night or Monday night, he had realized that he was feeling some chest pains. And he was like, what's going on? Like, what is this? And they weren't really going away. So on Tuesday, when that tick happened for my son, he was like, you know what, maybe I should go get checked out. So on Tuesday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he went to the doctor's. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I got a phone call from him saying, hey, they're transferring me to AGH in an ambulance because my scans came back abnormal on his heart. I don't know if it's an EKG. I'm not a nurse. I don't know or a doctor or anything like that. I'm not sure if EKG is the right thing, but whatever his scans were, they came back abnormal. And it turned out that not only did he have a heart attack a couple of weeks ago, they think that he had a heart attack as well, or he did have a heart attack on Monday as well. So very scary stuff, a very emotional past couple of days that we've been having, especially because Cadillac's daughters live away. He's, you know, here without any family. So we've all been doing our best here at the station to be family for him as much as we can. But luckily, his daughters did fly in from Vegas and Nashville because they live across the country, which was great. He was totally surprised, didn't know that they were coming in, and they were just like, Dad, we got to come take care of you, which is awesome. But he has to have double bypass surgery, which is, I mean, it's just a scary thing, but it's happening tomorrow morning. So the ask here is that if you are of the praying type or whatever it is that you do, send good vibes or, you know, thoughts or whatever it is, if you could send those out and up for Cadillac, that would be awesome. If you want, I texted him to make sure that he was listening right now as he's sitting in AGH with his daughters. I wanted him to hear if anybody wants to call in 412-922-1079. And wish him well and a speedy recovery. He's going to be out for a little while. He promised me that as soon as he comes back, we are going to be full action, having a blast. We're going to have a really great summer full of concerts. Everything's going to be okay. He assured me of that. So you better stick to your word, Cadillac, because I don't have time for it. But yeah, if you want to call 412-922-1079, or I'll make a landing spot for it on our social media at Y108Pittsburgh. You want to send him some well wishes, tell him you're thinking of him, let him know you're praying for him. That's going to make him feel really good this morning here on Y108.